Next patient is Robert Brown, BROWN, Brown Robert, ROBERT, date of birth is 1/19/1947, date of visit 4/23/24. Please make a copy for Robert. Roberta Ekholm, E. Roberta, R-O-V-E-R-T-A, Ekholm is E-C-K-H-O-L-M, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Roberta, thank you for sending Robert Brown for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, physical and illness. This is a 77-year-old male who has a prior history of asthmatic attacks, has also a history for multiple allergies and has previously been on allergy shots. He had allergy testing done. In the past, and presently takes Allegra tablets daily. He has shortness of breath with minimal activity and states that he cannot ambulate much and has used the albuterol inhaler as needed. He also is on Trelegy Ellipta once daily. Period. The patient has not had any recent pulmonary function study, but a chest x-ray done on 4/8/24 showed chronic changes involving the right lung with atherosclerosis of the aorta. And the lung fields were well expanded, period. No pleural effusions were noted, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for cerebral hemorrhage with a ruptured aneurysm. For which he had a craniotomy with control of the bleed and had a VP shunt placed in 09. He also had an IVC filter placed for prevention of pulmonary embolism. The patient also has atrial fibrillation and was treated for COVID-19 infection in July of 22 and April of 23. The Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient has allergies to Aspergillus, penicillin, dust mites, cats and dogs, cockroach and maple and ragweed and nettle. And sheep sorrel and cladosporium. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked for about 5 years and quit in 1976. He smoked a pack per day. Drinks alcohol rarely. Worked as a lawyer. Next, med list included albuterol, NEPS, TIDPRN, Allegra 60 milligrams daily. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Trelegy up to 100 micrograms, one puff a day, and Dofetilide 500 micrograms BID, and Ventolin inhaler PRN. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and had some weight loss. Yes, double vision, no cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And he has shortness of breath and wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, diarrhea, or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. No joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, but has memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white male is alert. Oh, can you please add in the family history? Family history is significant for strokes in both parents and hypertension. Next, physical exam. This elderly male, averagely built, no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.8. Weight is 174, saturation 100. HENT, anomalous, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields with prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, will, no lesions, no edema, no cap, tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial largely grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next paragraph, impression number one is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two, it is STF atrial fibrillation. And number three is history of multiple allergies. COPD. Number five is the history of COVID-19 virus. And next, number six is lung nodules. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest to evaluate the right lower lobe lung nodule previously observed. And previously observed in February 24. And he will also get a complete pulmonary function study, IgE level, and CBC with total eosinophil count. He was advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, BID, PRN. And a copy of his other labs will be requested. His O2 saturations are adequate presently and does not qualify for home oxygen. He may benefit from pulmonary rehabilitation due to deconditioning. And he was advised to come in for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Could you please add in the first paragraph, the patient did have a chest CT on February 29, 24, which showed a new 1.2 centimeter subpleural soft tissue nodule in the right lower lobe, which was nonspecific and could be inflammatory. And there was underlying emphysema with scarring. And there were few other lung nodules which were stable from prior CAT scans. And there was dense coronary artery calcification noted and a moderate-sized hiatal hernia. Please add that in the first paragraph. And at the end, thank you for this consultation. Copy for Roberta Ekholm, Ekholm, D-O. Roberta Ekholm. Thank you. Um,